All right, this is a strange story that we saw. You know, some people are terrified of flying, absolutely terrified of flying. And everybody's got different techniques for dealing with it. Most of it involves going to the bar.
Alcohol. Is all your problem.
Pushing that button and saying, if you're on Virgin America, just send over 6 more of those little bottles. Not necessarily the healthiest way to deal with it. I actually, when I was younger, was a very nervous flyer, and yet I got over it by taking pilot lessons.
Interesting.
And I tell you, the first time I was in a small plane, I absolutely so loved it that I just wanted to fly. That's it. I've never been afraid to fly in anything pretty much since then. But that's not as good a cure as this. There's a licensed therapist who was a veteran airline pilot who says that one of the best cures for a crippling fear of flying is sex. Let's talk with him, president of Soar Inc., helping people overcome their fear of flying. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show, Tom Bunn. Tom, how are you?
Good, Doug. How are you?
I'm not as good as you. So first of all, let's talk about your background as a pilot. Who did you fly for?
Well, first the Air Force, then Pan Am and United Airlines.
Uh-huh. And how big a bird did you fly at the end?
747.
That doesn't, at that time, it didn't get any bigger. Now I got the A380, so
yeah,
they're bigger, but 747 still, after 45 years, is still in the sky and still amazing aircraft. So you're obviously exceptionally experienced, and did you ever work with crew members who had a fear of flying or have some kind of an anxiety attack that manifests itself in fear of flying?
Occasionally, but you see, the thing is, if you're in control, that pretty much takes care of it. As you know, when you're driving your car, sometimes things happen. You get anxious for a moment, but as soon as you say, "Oh, this is what I'm going to do," it stops it. So control is important.
Yeah,
you
well, it totally cured my fear of flying when I took pilot lessons. I flew in small Cessnas, in 152s. I mean, really small Cessnas. But once I understood what all of those forces and feelings were, the bumps that you experience and the sound that engines make and things like that, those clumpy noises that make white knuckle flyers, then it just went away. Then I just understood the physical process.
Yeah, because what happens is that people sometimes ask, how come I can go to my motorcycle 90 miles an hour, feel comfortable, but I can't be a passenger on an airplane? Every time you make a decision that this is what I'm going to do and start taking action, it sends a signal to the part of the brain that normally releases stress hormones, keeps it quiet.
All right. Now, how does sex do that for us?
Well, sex just shuts it down a different way. Oxytocin, when it's produced, goes to the amygdala, the part of the brain that releases stress hormones, and just puts it to sleep. So it doesn't matter what it normally does. You know, normally, if you start to fall, you're going to get a shot of stress hormones to make you pay attention. And that, if you're in turbulence and the plane drops, you're normally going to get a shot of stress hormones. But if you put the amygdala to sleep, so what happens is that nature has set it up, because reproduction is so important. Nature has set it up for us, when we're getting the right signal from another person, to produce this hormone and keep us fearless about getting together physically.
So you're in your therapy, in your career as a therapist, if somebody comes to you with a crippling fear of flying, it's interfering with their professional life, they can't travel for work, or they can't attend family reunions or whatever it is, their dad's funeral's in another part of the country and they don't know how they're going to get there, you tell them what?
Well, I do want them to be intellectually satisfied that flying's okay, so we get into the ins and outs and how we control things. But when they're ready to actually say, okay, I buy that it's safe enough for me to do, but I want to deal with the feelings, then I say, okay, look, think of a moment. If a mother's nursed a child, that's the best moment. It produces the most oxytocin. But other than that, what we need is a moment of good sexual foreplay or afterglow. It's interesting, however, that if you have a dog, you gaze into your dog's eyes, that produces oxytocin, so that kind of gives us a clue. That's how your lover should look at you, see?
All right, but let's not confuse the two. I want to make that abundantly clear.
You want your lover to look at you the same way your dog looks at you. Is that what you said?
Well, you could depend on your dog the next morning, but I don't know if that's your lover.
Yeah.
That's the tricky thing.
Now, here is, I guess, the ultimate question. If somebody has a crippling fear of flying, can they cure that by joining the Mile High Club in the bathroom?
No, I don't think that's going to hold up. Probably the best thing to do is to, before you fly, for several days, once a day, link together thoughts of sexual afterglow or a good experience prior to sex.
So you don't have to actually have sex, you just have to think about it?
Well, I think you better remember it. It needs to be a real moment that if you bring it back to mind vividly, it will bring some of these hormones, and you want to link that, just like Pavlov and his dogs.
Yeah,
you want to link that to the various moments of flight. And, you know, just as a tip, I've got these photographs you can link to on my website at fearofflying.com/photos. Just go there. The instructions are there.
Well, this is utterly fascinating, and forgive this next question, but this is the way my mind works. At any point while you were a pilot, did you deliberately flip the ailerons around and kind of rock the wings and create a little unnecessary turbulence to create some fear of flying in the hope that you'd be able to soothe somebody later on?
No. Sometimes the flight attendants wanted us to do that so they could turn the seatbelts and
get those animals to sit down and shut up. Hey, listen, it's utterly fascinating. Thanks for coming on with us. Appreciate it. Fearofflying.com is the website, and the company is called Soar, Inc. Captain Tom Bunn is the president and a licensed therapist. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.